Everybody, you're tuned in to the Heritage Radio Network.
Hi, Flash.
Hi.
How are we doing today?
This show is Flash Talks
what's
Cash.
The show? What are we doing?
It's a show about money, making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it.
Can we talk about me today?
I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming, and you know that Andrew, my son Newman, is here, my co-host.
Yeah, that's me.
Andrew's feeling here. Spunky.
I am.
Andrew celebrated a birthday yesterday,
yeah.
And I think he's got the residual birthday cheers with us today.
They never left last night.
Today's show is sponsored by the Hearst Ranch.
Oh.
The Hearst Ranch is the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. Since 1865, the Hearst Ranch has raised cattle on the rich, sustainable, native grasslands of the Central California coast. The result is beef with extraordinary flavor that's as memorable and natural as the surrounding landscape. For more information, go to www.hearstranch.com. Okay, today...
Jack and Nat.
Yep.
Andrew, what the hell? Am I running the show today?
Andrew's gonna be...
I think I should. Can we rename it?
Run some of the show today. I want to thank...
Newman's News. I think we're going to go with Newman's News from now on. Because this Flash Talks Cash is over.
Okay.
We're done.
First, we want to thank Jack Inslee, my producer, Nat Wiener, my engineer.
Thank you.
For all
Thanks,
the good
there
work
we go.
They do.
I like the...
We're on every Thursday, 4:30 to 5 live. Can't listen to us live. All episodes are archived on the website at www.heritageradionetwork.com. Or you can download a free podcast through iTunes and listen at your convenience. We want to hear from you. Call us while we're on the air. The phone number is 718-497-2128. Or email us at info@heritageradionetwork.com. We'd love to talk to you.
We just like to talk in general.
Today's show, the show, before we get started.
But can we appreciate me? Like yesterday
I'm
was my
say
birthday.
That. Yesterday was Andrew's birthday. Yay,
the
happy
birthday,
Andrew. The
happiest day of your life, I got it.
Yes, it was one of the happier days of my life.
But
one of the happier days, yes.
Happier, not even like happiest, just happier.
Well,
wow.
Listen,
wow,
Drew.
Nice to me.
You were weighing in at 10 pounds. You were a big load to unload that day. It was really a good unloading that day. Felt good. How's that?
I'm not even talking.
Okay, let's find out a little bit about Andrew, because one of the...
That's all they're getting today. We're doing this weekly.
No.
That's it. We're done.
Would you shut
let's
up.
Go. Move on.
One of our listeners wants to know what's Andrew's story. Are you an accountant? Andrew, tell the listeners a little bit about you.
No, I'm like a big
He's
load
obstinate.
Of crap that, that fell out 29 years ago.
I didn't say that.
And you know what? I'm fine with it. I'm going to sit here and look pretty. Just enjoy the show. I'm done. I'm sorry whoever asked about me. That's it. Today's going to be a boring day.
Today, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Andrew. As you know, he's my son. He's a scutch of a son, but he's here every week with me, torturing me. He's not an accountant. He's got an economics degree. He's a very smart boy, or young man, or man. And, well, he's still my son.
Wow. Resounding compliments left and right coming out
so
of you.
So he gets his genes from his mother, I think. His brains, anyway.
Literally two pairs on Monday.
718-497-2128. Join the circus.
Do you have questions for Andrew Newman?
Andrew, my
give us
son
a call.
Newman.
Let's Email,
start,
too.
The show is Turn Money into Good Food.
I think we should just talk about me.
Oh, God. Come on, Drew.
Seriously.
No, I'm serious. Come on.
I am more interested in that topic than okay. what...
We're talking about the slow money movement. It's an outgrowth of the slow food movement. Do we know what the slow food movement is? I would think a lot of listeners on this radio station know what the slow food movement is, considering that this is a very food-intensive radio station. So, Drew's mad because we're not talking about him. We're going to talk about slow money and slow food. Well, if you don't want to talk, be my guest. That's why I want to hear from my listeners, because Andrew is just a big baby today. 29 and going backwards.
Andrew's very tired.
So the slow food movement started
4:30.
over 20 years ago in Italy, and it's very obvious it's the opposite of fast food. It was in protest of a McDonald's that was going to open up in Rome near the Spanish Steps, and it became a movement, and the it strives to preserve traditional and regional cuisine and encourages farming of plant seeds, livestock characteristic to the local ecosystem. So that's the slow food movement. Out of that movement over the past few years has come the slow money movement, which says it wants to take the slow food movement and invest in it. Invest in the farmers, invest in the soil, in the agricultural industry, and get a return on your money. This is an alternative to investing in the stock market, the real estate market, commodities, bonds. Drew, are you going to talk to me?
You're giving definitions. You got off the internet. I'm waiting for you to finish.
I'm talking about the movement. Did you ever hear of it?
Viva la revolución.
Did you ever hear of it?
Viva la revolución.
I think we should cut his mic then.
You want me to talk? I was sitting here happy.
Well, talk.
I'm going back.
I'm sitting back. Talk about what we're talking about, Andrew. So here this guy comes along. His name is Woody Tosh. And he was he's a regular financial guy. he had a company, Investor Circle. And
why would you invest in a farm?
Well, it's another source of investment.
But farms are subsidized by the government.
No. This movement is to give the money, invest in farms, local farms, organic farms, sustainable farms, because we need to get the local and regional food systems invest in them so they can continue to grow and support themselves. You know, the government already invests and subsidizes the large farms, which gives us junk. The food is junk.
It's national security.
It's junk. So now we got to get...
It's keeping our country alive.
We have to
get... Why do you hate on our country?
I don't hate my country. I don't like the food that's produced. I really do believe in the organic food movement and the local food and the CSAs. You know what a CSA is, Drew? Community supported agriculture.
That's not what I was going to say. Are you sure about that?
So what that is, the very basic concept of the slow money movement. What happens is a bunch of people who don't live on farms invest in a farmer, and they give him money during the winter to buy seed and develop his acres or his land for the upcoming growing season. And then he, in turn, when he reaps
that's
the harvest,
what slow money is?
No, that's what the CSA is.
Oh,
and CSA
because I heard of that.
CSA, yeah, it's community supported agriculture.
I've heard of that one.
Well, good, Drew. So it's a very basic principle.
Is that
going to
be my list
money.
Of questions later? Because I know that answer.
Your list of questions are completely off the farm topic.
All right,
okay?
I'm bored of this. Jack, are you looking forward to the
Drew,
stump the champ later?
Drew.
Absolutely.
Drew.
See, that's what the people want.
Okay.
You got to give the people what they want.
We got to talk about the slow money movement.
Tell me when.
Drew. Drew.
I'm an entertainer.
There are lots of people who are interested in rebuilding the food system, and these people are willing to invest in the food system. Not everybody needs to make 27% on their money. You need to diversify your portfolio. This may be an option to diversify your portfolio and do something good. It's all part of that, what is that called? Social responsibility investment. And fair trade products, investing in fair trade products. And this is what it's all about. Drew?
Yeah, totally.
Drew?
Totally. I'm here.
I'm really going to smack him. Okay. Can we continue? Are you going to talk to me about the slow money?
I'm talking. So wait, it's a longer term investment is what you're saying that won't return?
Not longer term. Rate of return is not going to be the stock market.
Well,
it's not going to be venture capital.
It's a longer return.
Well, there are actually...
You're not buying a farm for two years and flipping
it. No, you're not buying a farm. It's not about buying a farm. It's supporting it through various funds that the money goes to the farmers.
Yeah, the same thing. All right, whatever. You're buying...
It's a mutual fund.
Yeah, you're buying equity in a farm.
Buying equity in many different things. It could be a farm. It could be an agricultural slaughterhouse. It could be any sort of...
So it's an investment opportunity. It's not an actual movement.
It's a movement.
How is it a movement? It's like the mortgages, when they bundle the mortgages up. It's the same thing.
So let me just tell you some of the principles.
I talk and you don't answer my questions.
Because it's an investment, it's a movement, it's both.
Help me understand this.
Okay, let me tell you some of the principles. It'll
go
slow money,
it.
Okay? In order to enhance food safety and food security, promote cultural and ecological health and diversity, and accelerate the transition from an economy based on extraction and consumption to an economy based on preservation and restoration. You got that?
Oh, yeah.
So instead of mining for gold, we're going to put some good stuff back into the earth.
So put the gold back down there?
But not the gold. The good stuff. Treasure? The compost pile. The vegetables. The grass-fed beef. Okay? Isn't that what Hearst Ranch is all about? Okay.
You're too much of a...
I'm too much
social
of a
activist.
I think this is a great movement.
I've given up.
I think it's a great movement.
This whole country is just going down the tubes.
Number one, this is the principles. Number one, we must bring money back down to earth. That's good, right?
That's cheesy. The phone number is 718-497-2128.
There is such a thing as money that is too fast, companies that are too big, finance that is too complex. Therefore, we must slow our money down. Not all of it, of course, but enough to matter. So I'm telling you to diversify your portfolio.
Oh, invest like a, nice
a little
investment.
Bit there.
Seems like a nice
The
investment.
20th century economy was an economy of buy low, sell high, and wealth now, philanthropy later. What one venture capitalist called the largest legal accumulation of wealth in history. The 21st century economy will usher in the era of nurture capital, build around principles of carrying capacity, care of the common sense of place and nonviolence.
So this is the idea that people are going to start growing morals, is what you're saying.
Well, we got to, because a lot of people are amoral. There's no other way to go but up from some of the people in this society.
That's not true at all.
A lot of people don't have morals.
They're just going to go farther down.
We must learn to invest as if food, farms, and fertility mattered. We must steer major new sources of capital to small food enterprises. Okay?
That's right. Very exciting.
Let us celebrate the new generation of entrepreneurs, consumers, and investors who are showing the way from making a killing into making a living.
But people of our generation, my generation,
yes,
they want everything now. Most of us.
Yes.
So we all have our fancy phones and stuff. This isn't going to work.
This is going to work.
People are going to forget about it
there
in 30 seconds.
There are a lot of people who don't.
Your generation holds on to these things. You have a much longer memory. But people of my generation, it's 30 seconds in one ear out the other.
I don't agree. I think there's a lot of young people going back to the land.
Nope.
I think there's a lot of young people who are locavores.
Nope.
I think there are a lot of young people who are interested in sustaining...
Passing feds.
I hope not.
Passing feds.
I hope not.
How many 18 to 29-year-olds voted this year?
I don't know.
Like, they lost like 27 million voters there. That's like ridiculous. No one cares.
Well, I'm going to talk about this, and maybe it'll just inspire one or two people out there.
You better hope.
I'm trying.
You're like that teacher commercial. If you touch one kid, you've made a difference in the world.
Okay, so all you young folks do you admire venture capitalists?
Do I personally?
All you young people, you talk about the young generation. How
most people like to just have money.
They like to have money. So rather than using a venture capital model that seek to mobilize hundreds of thousands of members, contributing millions of dollars per year, which will then be used to seed, the nature of capital industry, right? So that's what it does. Get all this money and keep this capitalist economy going, and some people make money. That's all it's about. This movement connects investors with food systems in their own region. So there's a direct connection. I give the farmer $1,000. He can buy an extra few cattle and produce milk and beef and all sorts of other things. It's a beautiful thing. And I can make money back on that, right? I can get my food for $1,000. Whether if I went to the supermarket, bought nasty food over there, and spent $3,000. And somebody's got a job. This farm can now grow, sustain itself, and expand and employ people. True. That's how it works.
I don't agree.
What do you want to do? You want to keep eating that nasty food, fast food? McDonald's?
No. Well, I do enjoy that, especially on a day like today.
Oh, my God.
But. Yeah, no, I don't agree. It's too expensive.
It's not too expensive. Wait a second. Here's a good one. You think it's cheaper to pay all those medical costs when you get sick from all that nasty food you ate for 20 and 30 and 50 years? It's more expensive.
Well, you're going to get sick anyway.
No, you're not going to get sick if you eat good food.
Anything can happen.
No, and stop taking those
prescriptions. It's all crap.
Stop taking those prescriptions.
We're all screwed. 2012, everyone says it's going downhill. global warming. Like, what are you worried about slow food if we're, like, where the world's going to end?
Oh, this is another part. This will also help with the global warming concept because you don't have to put all the food in trucks. You don't have the fertilizers running off into the rivers. It'll now, people are taking responsibility for what they put into the ground and what they're, what's going up in the air. It's working on the pollution issue. So all of this is a good thing. There's not one bad thing about this. People are making cheese and people are tapping maple syrup and people are getting back to the basics because the 20th century's over. That model didn't exploded in what, 2008? It exploded. It doesn't work anymore. We need a new model. Maybe we should go back to the agrarian society that we were. Is that the right word? Agrarian, yes. Society back in the 19th century. And get back to stress-free living and local living and getting to know who you're getting your food from and who your neighbors are and not having to get in the car and drive 50 miles to go to Walmart.
Viva la revolucion.
Oh, boy.
Can we take a break?
I'm so tired. Let's take a break and come back and maybe Andrew will be spunked up.
Who'll buy my wheat? Who'll buy my corn? To feed my babies when they're born. Seeds and dirt, a prayer for rain that I can use. I work the land, I watch the sky. I talk to God and wonder why. But it's the only life I know. These farmers' blues. I see the seasons come and go, sin and rain, fire and snow. I'm at the mercy of it all, this life I choose. Sometimes I hang my head and cry.
Okay, we're back. Flash Talks Cash. Next week, Drew, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run the show by you first to make sure that you're on the same page with me because you can't keep doing this to me. He tortures me.
Please stop complaining. I'm not nice to you.
All right.
Everyone on the break, she's complaining. Why aren't you nicer to me? Why aren't you nice? I'll be nice to you when you're nice to me.
So today we're going to turn things around. I'm going to read the question from the email that we received this week, and Andrew's going to answer it. So here's a good change. So because this is something that Andrew knows a little bit more about since he's out in the job market.
I do?
Well, because you've been in the job market recently.
I guess.
The question,
why was I in the job market again? I forgot.
Monica Monia 5. She wrote us just a little while ago. I need some career advice. I'm 26 years old, making $35,000 a year as a freelancer for a small company. There are no benefits. I have big student loans to pay off, and I'm just getting by right now. I think there could be better jobs out there, but I'm scared to leave my current job in this shitty economy. Is there hope for me? I haven't found anything worth applying to. It seems like there are no jobs out there. Am I crazy? Is $50,000 a year crazy to expect at a level entry job for my age? Help. So, Drew, what do you want to tell Monica?
Well, first of all, I don't know what she does specifically as a freelancer, but $50,000 is not an extraordinary amount of money, and especially if she stays within her field, then she has some relevant experience. She probably could get to $50,000, depending on what field she's in.
Might take a few years. That's what you're saying. Pay your dues?
No, well, I don't know how much experience she has. She said she's 26.
Well, she's 26, so she just got out of college.
Well, 3 or 4 years prior.
Well,
3 years experience is a lot of experience.
Nah, 3 years isn't that much. Okay, go ahead. But in this economy, you know, a $35,000 a year job, but,
you know, you get lucky. You just can't give up. I feel like she's given up and just losing hope.
Right.
And contrary to what I was saying earlier, I am not the eternal pessimist that I gave
make
out.
Make yourself out
I
to
gave,
be.
But I think you shouldn't just say every job sucks, nothing looks good. You never know what the situation is going to provide for you until you get into it. So, you know, just leave your options open, keep applying, and, you know, hopefully something does work out for you.
I have a little suggestion. I say keep that job. Find a second job, a nighttime job, a weekend job to enhance your earnings. Maybe a part-time or weekend job could eventually turn into a better job down the road. Or it might give you an opportunity to learn new skills and will eventually help you make more money.
I think, or, you know, you never know what may happen with the first job.
At 26 years old, you have a lot of energy. You can work a second job. And it brings you more opportunities.
Yeah, I don't know.
Meet new people and learn new skills.
Yeah.
So, Monica, hang in there.
Don't give up hope. And the economy
is going to get better. I don't know how long. And it's a cycle. So, what goes up comes down, and then what goes down eventually comes up.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's true. That's a cycle. Labor market is a cycle. Okay. So, now we're going to stump the champ.
All right.
I'm going to ask Andrew some questions. It's really hard.
Hey, guys, can we get a theme song for this segment?
I'll work on that. That's a good job for me to do.
We should make like sound effects too when I get it right.
All right.
The champ is here.
Well, ask Nat and Jack if they got any bells and whistles over there.
No.
You got any pots and pans? What do you want?
Oh.
You want clapping?
I'll think about it. We'll work it. We'll have a meeting. Set up a meeting, Jack.
So, but it's very hard for me to see this. I can hardly see this.
That's because you're
all right.
Old.
I'm going to ask Andrew questions today about what season.
Can you not forget we're including Nat and Jack?
Oh, Jack and Nat. Right. This is something that you don't have to be financial at all about. You just have to be
said this week was going to be tougher because we're including them.
No, this one's an easier one. I think it's easier. But, you know, guys don't shop. It's about shopping and buying stuff. Okay? Consumerism.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so you're going to tell me which season is the best time to buy the following. And you have four choices, right? Right, boys? I want to be very clear about this.
Well, are we talking about clothing? Because there's seasons in clothing.
No,
lines.
I'm not talking about clothing. I'm talking about...
I learn new things every day.
Well, good for you. You must be hanging out with a chickadee.
No.
No? Okay.
Thank you, though.
Can I ask...
Thanks for rubbing that one in.
Why? I can't see this. I really can't see.
Oh, my God. You're old and blind.
Do we have a bigger light, a better light?
Oh, my God. That's it. Should we just wrap this
up? All right. The first one, when to find the bargains, okay? The first one, buy a bicycle. When's the best time to buy a bicycle? There are three good times to buy a bicycle.
Three.
All right, boys.
Out of four.
Well, yeah.
So what's the worst time to buy a bicycle?
Well,
is what
tell me. Well, you could tell me a season. You could tell me a holiday. You could tell me a period of time. We're a little flexible here. When's the three best times in the year to buy a bicycle?
This
question.
Are you guys confused over there too, or is it just me?
We're thinking. It's a little confusing.
What's the hard part?
You said there's four seasons. Now all of a sudden you're saying three different times throughout the year.
That's right.
Are we choosing three, or are we going
with
one?
Give me three.
Give me three seasons.
Or three good times to buy a bicycle.
Are you talking about Christmas, or like,
yep.
Should I say July 15th?
Christmas is a good answer. See, now that's like a season. That could almost be considered a season, okay?
So the winter...
Well, the Christmas is a good answer.
The winter, summer, and fall.
No, well, okay, that's true. Christmas is one. Go ahead.
We're saying the beginning of winter, right after Christmas, and the end of summer.
And Andrew, you agree? Are you on the same page?
No, I don't like those answers at all. I don't like
them. Okay.
No, I can't go with you guys.
All right.
So we got the Christmas one, right? So we have two more?
Two more. And they said the end of the... What'd you say? The beginning of fall? What'd you say, boys?
The beginning of winter, right after Christmas, and the end of summer.
Okay. They're absolutely wrong.
I know. Way to be, guys. Andrew's birthday.
Are you reading this?
Andrew's birthday, November 10th, is an excellent day to buy a bicycle. November 11th is even better.
I did buy you a bicycle on your birthday a couple years ago.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
That's doing
okay,
well.
So the answer is...
Whoa!
Oh, come on. We got a lot of things to...
Do we really?
Yeah.
We have plenty of time here.
All right, come on.
So Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Easter.
Well, spring, you said.
Well,
spring. Okay.
Okay,
Easter.
So spring is okay.
I'm being flexible. Spring is right.
Okay. And so apparently the end of summer is not correct. I would just say fall. Labor Day.
No, it's fall. It's the end of October when the stores are looking to clean out their inventory. So the answer is Christmas, springtime, and the end of October.
So they got one out of three. I got two out of three.
Right. Okay.
Now we'll give that to Andrew.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Now you're in a market for a car. Okay? When's the best time to buy a car?
Oh, right at the beginning of the year.
In January?
Yeah.
That was my answer, too.
No. The answer is no. From September on, okay, to the end of the year.
But that's the cheapest discounts.
No.
Because the old year models are gone.
As we move towards Christmas, the new models come out.
Your information's flawed.
Oh. So the answer is
that's
wrong.
That leftist New York Times bull.
Okay. So you have, and if they change the design on the car... Then you really have a good time to buy a car because they want to get rid of the old design when the new design is coming out.
And when does that happen? Beginning of the year.
At the end of the year because the new cars come out in the beginning.
Whatever.
Okay. So what about tires? When's a good time to buy tires for your car?
I don't know.
Boy, this is really not that hard. It's just...
I don't own a car. I never bought a bicycle.
Come on. And boys out there, you got any options, ideas?
New tires
for your car.
The end of winter?
The end of winter, he says. What do you say, Drew?
I'm not from around here. That works for me.
Okay. So the best time is March and April. I would call that the end of the winter.
There you go.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. What about a boat? When's the best time to buy a boat?
Never.
I'm going to go with that answer as well.
The end of winter?
No. We just said never.
Never.
Oh, no. There is a season.
Who cares?
Okay. So they said don't buy it in the summer. Okay.
I said don't buy it at all. Jack concurred. I think we should just move on.
The purchase is January or February in the heart of the winter. In
who
the heart
cares?
Of the winter. Go to the boat shows. That's where you get the best buys.
Okay. Score that talking? For the house.
I know, really. Okay. I think we're right on that one.
Plane tickets. When's the best time to buy a plane ticket? And that's not a season. If you're going away,
best
when's
day? 2 days before the flight.
2 days. Andrew says 2 days. What do you guys say outside?
Is this a season or no, in relation to when you
in
leave?
Relation to when you want to go? Should you buy it 2 days before? Should you buy it 2 weeks before? Should you buy it 2 months before? Andrew says 2 days. I'm just any time you want.
As early as humanly possible before you leave.
Okay.
That's my answer too.
Well, it's close. It's a good answer because it says at least 21 days in advance.
That's
you
not...
get the best buy. Yes, you do. Years ago, you used to get a good buy if you waited close, well, but now they don't. They'd rather fly.
What's as early as humanly possible?
Well, 21 days.
6 months.
21
six
days.
6 months, they're saying, so
no,
we're both wrong.
21 days.
I think 2 days. They got to get that seat filled.
No, 21
it's
days.
It's like hotels.com.
Okay. We still want to keep going? I got some more
no.
for you.
Well, we're going to. Crappy questions.
We're going to. When's the best time to buy a computer?
When they're on sale.
We're thinking.
Okay.
I'd say when they're on sale.
That's a good answer.
Do you guys really?
I'm going to go with Black Friday.
That's a good answer. The answer is wait for sales around Christmas, President's Day, back to school, graduation. Computers are always on sale. And buy them when they're on sale. Okay? Don't look for great bargains on computers,
so
games, systems.
I think you guys got that one
or
right.
Or tablets but because they're always on sale and they're always low priced.
I think we should give the point to the boys in the booth over there.
Okay.
Are we part of the house or part of Team Andrew?
I don't know.
I think you should all work together.
Yeah, we're part of Team Andrew.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Okay, what about a television? Andrew should know this. He just bought a TV this week.
No sound out of the thing. Out of the box, no sound.
Don't buy it in that store he bought it in. But
who
did
knew?
You buy it at the right time? Is it a good sale?
I don't
did
know.
You get a good price?
I don't know. It's a TV.
What
I'm
do you think,
repeat
boys?
My Black Friday yeah. answer.
Black Friday. Well, no, you're not going to believe this one. Well, maybe you will, but Super Bowl. Best time to buy is Super Bowl time.
Really?
That's what it says.
February, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay, so now here's the last one. Oh, no, it's not the last one. We've got a few more. When's the best time to get rid of old items? When you want the best time to sell old household items online through eBay.
To sell them.
Sell. Or
the
buy.
Best time.
But I'm just using selling right now.
Spring.
Beginning of the year.
Okay. This is not a season. This is the answer to this is, oh, actually, it is early fall, early in the week, and early in the workday.
Okay. So we're completely off, boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Score it for the house.
Okay.
Everybody and no one can whoop him.
Okay. When's the best time to buy an air conditioner?
The day after the hottest day of the year.
Okay.
After Labor Day.
Okay. Well, the answer is wintertime. And the reason is they're all cheap. They're always cheap. But the installation will be cheapest if you buy...
What installation? Pop it in your window.
Well, that's if you buy a window unit. What if you buy Central Air?
Who buys Central Air?
Okay. We're winding down. Champagne.
You wound down a while ago.
When's the best time to buy champagne?
Before a celebration.
January 2nd.
Good call, boys.
Okay, well, it's good, but the answer is December, before the holidays, during the holiday season.
I don't know about this. Can we stop this now? I'm bored.
I think we're done.
January 2nd.
I think
know.
We're done.
I
so how did
done.
We do this?
He's going to kill me.
Bringing the score to 24-21. I'm sorry, 24-22.
Oh,
and
damn,
are you guys on the same team?
We're on Team Andrew.
Okay. All three. Well, you did pretty good today.
I
think you might have needed a woman in there because they are better shoppers than men.
With those
generally
ridiculous questions,
speaking.
With those ridiculous questions, I don't think anyone knows those answers. Best time to buy a boat. Who cares?
I don't think I buy any of those things. Really. Right.
A TV. A TV.
Once every 5 years.
Tussle with a whale.
Well, it's not like I'm like, oh, wow.
Well,
it's
boys,
Super Bowl time, super deals. No.
You know, you guys complain about everything. I can't come in here and figure out anything that's going to please you boys. So next week, I'll try again. But if I fail, I'm used to it.
I learned it from watching you, Mom.
Oh, I learned I'm it not your mother. I'm Flash. You. I'm going to say goodbye. See you next
Bye,
week.
Bye, guys.